Penguin Random House Audio presents Armada by Ernest Cline. Read for you by Will Wheaton. Phase 1. The only legitimate use of a computer is to play games. Eugene Jarvis, creator of Defender. 1. I was staring out the classroom window and daydreaming of adventure when I spotted the flying saucer. I blinked and looked again, but it was still out there, a shiny chrome disc zigzagging around in the sky. My eyes struggled to track the object through a series of increasingly fast, impossibly sharp turns that would have juiced a human being had there been any aboard. The disc streaked toward the distant horizon, then came to an instantaneous stop just above it. It hovered there, motionless, over the distant tree line for a few seconds, as if scanning the area beneath it with an invisible beam, before it abruptly launched itself skyward again, making another series of physics-defying changes to its course and speed. I tried to keep my cool. I tried to remain skeptical. I reminded myself that I was a man of science, even if I did usually get a C in it. I looked at it again. I still couldn't tell what it was, but I knew what it wasn't. It wasn't a meteor, or a weather balloon, or swamp gas, or ball lightning. No, the unidentified flying object I was staring at with my own two eyes was most definitely not of this Earth. My first thought was, "Holy fucking shit!" Followed immediately by, "I can't believe it's finally happening!"